Welcome back to Lifeline on Near FM 90.3. My name is Michael Sullivan. Now, on the line, I have Julie Farrell from the SEAI, the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland, and she is a programme executive with the Sustainable Energy Communities. Good morning, Julie. How are you?
Great, Michael. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely delighted. Julie, tell us, what is Sustainable Communities?
So the Sustainable Communities is part of the SEAI suite of things that we offer. But next week, what we are doing in SEAI is running the SEAI Home Energy Challenge. And this is for absolutely anyone to join in. It's going to run from Monday the 29th until the 5th of December. And this challenge is going to focus on how everyone, anyone, could save energy and money by being more efficient in their home. So you probably know yourself, Michael, it's coming into winter, you're going to probably see the bills go up, you're at home more, you're heating the house more. So what this challenge focuses on is giving participants a daily email with really, really practical advice on topics in their home, such as heating your home, you know, hot water, your appliances, your transport, how they can look at what they're doing individually in their house and make more energy efficient choices and save money in the process. So that's what our challenge is all about. That's starting next week.
Well, I have to say, you caught me when you said save money. I'm in. Once I heard that, I said I'm in. I have to say I am. I have to say I really think all these things are great. I got my house fully refurbished about 10 years ago, and we got the walls insulation on the interior walls rather than the exterior, which is the way it happened. We got the insulation on the inside, we got underfloor heating, we got the attic insulated, you name it, all everything like that was done. And we don't light fires. We've stopped lighting fires. There's no need for a fire. That the house is the back of the house is south facing, and we have large Velux windows. So once the sun shines, even in the winter, my God, you swelter.
Yeah, and that's fantastic. And I mean, I think a lot of time with Irish people at home, they sometimes equate, you know, having, if we save a poor building energy rating. So the average BUR rating in Ireland is a D1. And ideally, you want to be up at an A rating. You want to have the best energy efficient home that you can afford. But sometimes people think like, you know, oh, does that mean my house isn't clean or it's not well decorated? No, of course it doesn't mean that. You can have the most beautiful house, but at the same time, it could be just very inefficient. You could be heating it and you're basically heating the outside because it's not well insulated. So that's something we always encourage at SEAI is, and you'll see that through the challenge itself. The first thing you do, if you're sitting at home and you're absolutely freezing, get a BUR assessment done. They cost between about 200 and 300 euros, and that will tell you exactly what your house needs to be more energy efficient and also the cost of doing those measures. And there's a range of measures that you can do to your home, but we always encourage the insulation first. If it's key, you got to keep that heat in. You're paying a fortune for it, keep it in. And you know, with the challenge, we'll be going through each day different topics. So for example, like one of the days in the challenge, if people sign up, we'll be looking at appliances. So, do you know, you buy an appliance, you don't really think of it, but it's knowing what appliances in your home use the most electricity. So, Michael, would you know in your house what uses the most?
What uses the most electricity in the house? Well, for starters, it would be the likes of a shower. An electric shower.
Spot on.
Right. An electric kettle, if you're always using it. A dishwasher or a tumble dryer.
Absolutely. So we always say, as a rule of thumb, if it makes things hot, it costs a lot. So appliances, like you mentioned, like the tumble dryer, the electric shower, the immersion, the kettle, they will guzzle up electricity. So, you know, knowing that really helps you understand why your electricity bills are higher some months than others. And through this challenge, what we're trying to do is inform people of these things. You know, there are things that you could do right now, even swapping your light bulbs out to LEDs. You know, LED light bulbs use 85% less electricity than a regular light bulb. So it's, I suppose it's a trade-off of, while that more energy efficient appliance might be a little more expensive in the shop, if you have it for 10 or 15 years, you are going to be saving money in the long run, because the less energy an appliance uses, the less it's going to cost you on your bills. So it is, it's the challenge is all about tips and tricks like that to kind of get really people thinking about what they're doing themselves at home and what changes they can make, because it's really important for everyone to come together collectively, and that's how we can make a big change in Ireland.
I'll give you one that's a very quick one you can do. If you have a chimney in the house that's not being used, stick a sheep up it, or stick one of these balloons, or that, block it off.
Yep.
In some way, it will save you money, huge amount of money.
Michael, there's a job for you in SEAI.
there are loads of little things you can do that will save you money and keep you warm, and that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. And I mean, the challenge, it's a few days, it's free for anyone to join, whether you know it's your teenagers or your granny or your aunt, anyone can join in. So if people do want to sign up, it's at www.seai.ie/the Home Energy Challenge.
And if they just go on to seai.ie, they'll find that handy enough, won't they?
Absolutely. And also you can check out our Instagram page as well. We'll have some influencers as well joining us for the week, showing how they're making changes in their home and making an effort to save money and energy as well.
Indeed, and I, you know, with the price of energy going up, it makes sense for people to start to think about these things, and do the little things. I just can't stress to people how much it can save you.
Totally. I'm very lucky. I live in an A-rated house, and you know, my heating bill for the entire year is €500, and we don't have a fire, so I think people discard that cost as well, that, you know, getting the fire logs, the coal, whatever they're getting, like, that all adds up. And you know, it is making those changes to keep that heat in your house and to be warm, and most importantly to be comfortable. Like, that's really key, is we want people to be really comfortable in their homes.
Indeed. Now, my house was built in 1932, but I think I have it up to about a B rating now at this stage.
That's fantastic.
But is it, you know, it cost me quite a bit of money, but we were redoing the house. We just bought it, and we put the money into it. But it is really, really comfortable, and that's what it's all about, getting it comfortable for yourself. But tell us, that there are things coming down the line. So we say the likes of your gas boilers and things like that, in the next few years, they're going to be going.
Yeah, so there, and that's one of the topics we cover in the challenge, is heating your home. So what we would say is, you know, to look at your boiler, and if you are in a place where you're changing it out, you can swap to something, a renewable heat source, which is a heat pump. So that'll be changing from your fossil fuels to a renewable source for your home. It's clean energy, it's comfortable, and it keeps your house at the same temperature all the time, which is fantastic. It's not like, you know, when you put the gas on and you're getting a spike of heat in the house and it's roasting and you're throwing the jumper off, then you turn it off and an hour later you're freezing again. Something like a heat pump will keep your house just at a very lovely constant temperature. But again, it comes back to, you, before you do anything like that, you have to do your insulation first to keep that heat in.
And just so people hear a heat pump and they're wondering what a heat pump is, I think the best way to describe a heat pump is a reverse fridge.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that
it? Is, and it uses, you know, electricity to heat your home, but it's clean energy, and that's what we want to move towards. But I suppose with the challenge, what we want to do is not, I think a lot of the time there's so much information out there, you know, there's so much on climate and energy, and it can be very overwhelming for people when it's just coming at you every day. But this challenge is really just going to focus on really simple things you could do right now, and then some advice on what you can do in the future if you are changing. And of course, SEI have grants for these measures. If you are considering solar panels or heat pumps, we have grants available on SEI that you can avail of.
Indeed, and I'm going to be taking you up on that.
Great.
I'm going to get solar panels in. I've wanted to get solar panels in for the last 10 years. And to be honest, I've constantly been doing the figures on it, and it hasn't made sense to me up till now. And
okay.
I've done the figures now, and I'm down to a 12-year payback, and I think that's well worth it now. And that's not taking into account if you stick a battery onto the system or you heat your water with it. They will actually take it even further down. But just on the use of electricity for your lights and your bits and pieces there, it's a 12-year payback I have it down to at the moment. I'm going to stick a battery onto it, and I'm going to put a diverter that's going to heat my water, so it'll bring it down well below 10 years. So that is really makes
fantastic.
It common sense to do it. Just common sense to use it. My gas boiler is still in good order. It's only 10 years old. So it'll be a few years before I go for the heat pump, but I'm definitely thinking about the heat pump already, because I think it's brilliant. I think that
that's definitely the first step, Michael, like you're saying, is I'm thinking about it, you're aware of it, you're knowing about it, and this is what this challenge is about, is getting people just aware of the changes that they can make.
Indeed. And what I would love to do with you at going forward, as they say, there's a great word that you used to use in business all the time, going forward, is that we would do this on a regular basis, that would get you on to just give us a couple of tips, whether it be every week or every month, to come on and just give us a couple of tips on what people should be thinking about.
Great stuff.
That would be great if we could arrange that. But we'll leave that for another day, as they say. Julie, really, thank you for coming on and chatting to us this morning. But would you just, before you head off, will you give us again where people can go to get more information on the Home Energy Challenge?
Absolutely. So you can sign up for free today at www.seai.ie/ the Home Energy Challenge.
Excellent. Julie, once again, thanks for chatting to us this morning, and I look forward to chatting to you again.
Great stuff, Michael. Bye.
Bye. Now, there you go. As you might gather, it's a little bit of a passion of mine. It's not just the saving money, but it has a big part of it. But also, it's keeping nice and warm, keeping the house nice and warm. As I'm getting older, I like my little bit of heat in the house. And all these things just make it so much nicer. Getting away from having to make a fire every day and then clean the fire out and all that. Well, you can just sit down and the house is warm. It just makes such a difference.